China and India hope to boost their fast-growing economic ties as India's Prime Minister visits Beijing for the first time in a decade. Chinese officials say the two sides should put off difficult border disputes and focus on building prosperity and political ties. VOA's Jim Randall reports from Beijing. Text in 321. Ceremonial music and cannon salutes honoring visiting Indian Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee echoed off the Great Hall of the People and across Tiananmen Square Monday as China's Prime Minister Wen Jiabao greeted his Indian counterpart. Mr. Vajpayee thanked his hosts for the warm welcome and said he hoped to boost friendship and trust. The two leaders looked on as lower-level officials signed a series of agreements covering everything from mango exports to making it easier to get visas to travel between the two nations. Sino-Indian trade has already grown from a few hundred million dollars a year to $5 billion over the past several years. Chinese officials hope to double that figure quickly. A top Chinese expert on Indian affairs, Sun Shuhai of the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, says growing commercial interest will translate into improved political ties.
This will help to build mutual trust between the two countries, which is also the main obstacle of the developmental relationship between India and China.
There is lingering distrust between the nuclear-armed neighbors, which together account for a third of the world's population. At issue, land disputes along their 3,500-kilometer border. China claims 90,000 square kilometers in the eastern state of Arunachal Pradesh. India accuses Beijing of occupying 38,000 square kilometers of land in Kashmir. The border dispute flared into war back in 1962, and a long series of talks have not produced an agreement on permanent borders. Analysts and officials say the two sides will talk about the border issue, but don't expect any breakthroughs. But both India and China say their growing commercial and political relations mean the border dispute is no longer the only issue that defines their ties. Prime Minister Vajpayee is also scheduled to meet with China's new president, Hu Jintao, and former president, Jiang Zemin, who now heads China's military. Mr. Vajpayee's visit continues until the 27th, with stops in the ancient Chinese city of Liaoyang and China's ultra-modern commercial hub, Shanghai. Jim Randall, VOA News, Beijing.